Penguin Random House Audio presents Girls Like Us by Christina Alger. Read for you by Kyla Garcia. For my girl. For every girl. His desire to set a new beginning to the chain of events to which he belonged encountered the same difficulty that it always does. The fact that everybody has a father, that nothing comes first and of itself, its own cause, but that everybody is begotten and points backward, deeper into the depths of beginnings, the bottoms and abysses of the well of the past. Thomas Mann. Chapter 1. On the last Tuesday in September, we scatter my father's ashes off the coast of Long Island. Four of us board Glenn Dorsey's fishing boat with a cooler of Guinness and an urn. We head east toward Orient Point, where Dad and Dorsey spent their Saturdays fishing for albacore and sea bass. When we reach a quiet spot in Orient Shoal, we drop anchor. Dorsey says a few words about Dad's loyalty to his country, his community, his friends, his family. He asks me if I want to say anything. I shake my head no. I can tell the guys think I'm about to cry. The truth is, I don't have anything to say. I hadn't seen my father in years. I'm not sad. I'm just numb. After Dorsey finishes his speech, we bow our heads for a minute of respectful silence. Ron Anastas, a homicide detective with the Suffolk County Police Department, fights back tears. Vince DeSilva, Dad's first partner, crosses himself.